Recorded Books presents Libby Lost and Found by Stephanie Booth, narrated by Mia Barron. Enter the world of the falling children from New York Times bestselling author F.T. Goldhero, The Falling Children and the Mysteriously Magical Toy Shop, The Falling Children and the Loneliest Game Left on the Shelf. The Falling Children Meet the Mirror-Trapped Souls. The Falling Children Must Stop the Unstopping. The Falling Children Fall Behind. Watch for the final book this Christmas. An absolute jewel of a fantasy, Harry Potter meets Toy Story, Publishers Weekly. Dazzlingly brilliant, no children's characters are as real to life or as resolutely beloved as Everly, Benjamin, and Hupperzine Falling, New York Times. F.T. Goldhero, whoever you are, The Falling Children have captured our hearts. Booklist. Prologue. The children are still in the forest. They've been there for weeks now, living off bitter hook root and rainwater as briny as tears. Hupperzine collects both in a sallow gourd that looks suspiciously like a skull, while Benjamin has fashioned a shelter from tree branches and armfuls of dead leaves. Still, it isn't enough. They're cold and hungry and scared. As far back as they can remember, the children have relied on Everly to protect them. She's the bossiest, after all. But for the past 31 days, their friend has lain unconscious in the depths of despair, her eyes milky and unseeing, her limbs icy to the touch. "I've fallen and I can't get up," Everly's t-shirt reads. Under slightly less dire circumstances, the children would laugh at the coincidence. "I want to go home." Hupperzine bursts into tears, burying their face in their hands. They are only 8 and not old enough to realize there is nowhere left to go. "Shh," Benjamin presses his hand over Hupperzine's mouth. "He'll hear you." The unstopping is nearby. Fear only feeds him, and Hupperzine's words are like a Thanksgiving feast. For once, Benjamin can't think of anything to cheer his friend. He pushes another branch into the fire and listens to it snap. As the seer foretold, a lot has happened since the children fled into this forest of gimcrack and geegaw trees. Neither sun nor moon has risen. Everly has become stuck fast in a bog that feels like muddy sadness and smells like pig slop. And the children's beloved toy emporium, previously shrunk down and tucked into Benjamin's backpack for safekeeping, has now burned to the ground. All that remains of Pompose is a painful splinter in Hupperzine's right foot. But something else is wrong, something the seer hadn't prophesied. The woods of the other way, usually noisy with the clink of Willowig's shovels, wisecracking crows, and the creaking axle of the occasional bone grocer's wagon, are empty. The air is still. It's as if the enchanted world of the children has simply disappeared. This isn't good for many reasons, the most obvious that they're waiting to be rescued. In the past, help has always come when the children needed it most. Benjamin pulls the last stick of red licorice from his pocket and tears it in two before handing the larger piece to Hupperzine, now silently crying into the dirty sleeve of their favorite kitty cat sweater. "Ante up," he says, nudging their shoulder. Hupperzine takes a deep, shuddering breath. "Ante up." If the falling children have a motto, a call to arms, a secret verbal handshake, this is it, and for good reason. Since meeting in the bleak fish locker of the falling orphanage 3 years ago, they've endured danger most days and nights, and in far too many forms to remember, although surely Everly, with her encyclopedic brain and precise recall, could, if she were still able to speak. The children have been chained underwater by vengeful sea monkeys, for instance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?